Welcome to the Basically Famous podcast, where we're taking our notoriety to the mic and no topic is off limits. I'm your host, Wendy.
And I'm your host, Spencer. Each week, we talk about life's bullshit, our hot takes, and make one of you basically famous too.
Good morning. Happy
Sunday.
Tuesday.
Oh, that's right. Damn it. I always mess that up.
Fisher wrote a song yesterday morning. He came in my room and was like, I'm going to write a new song. And it was literally like, today I'm going to go play baseball. And today is going to be at a baseball. And then today, I was like, baby.
It's a bop.
It was good.
Does Fisher know about his role model, Morgan Wallen's recent stint in jail?
You know, no, I haven't told him. I haven't told him about it because I just don't even, he'll be throwing chairs down the stairs. He'll
100%.
We're not doing this. We're not going to tell him. He doesn't need to know. But okay, so this happened last week and we had recorded and then afterwards, remember I said, did you hear, we were talking about
yes.
it. And you're like, no. And the thing about it is, It's very controversial online, right? Because you've got people saying that it's too extreme, but then also, yes, it could have killed somebody. And people were saying like, well, you can kill someone driving in the car, but you didn't do it. Like there's so many pieces to this that make it really, really sticky. Mm-hmm. And this last week, as algorithm, it was put on my feed, like the girl, there was two different girls. One was talking to him, like it, whatever the timestamp was, like 10:53 and then this happened at 10:57 or whatever. It was like a couple minutes apart and someone had taken a picture or a video of her talking to him and it was like two guys beside him and he looked like not drunk, just chatting it up, whatever. Mm-hmm. And then the other girl had a picture, like a selfie with him. And again, he didn't look like intoxicated or anything like that. So people are now like, was this a setup? Which I don't think it was a setup or a publicity stunt, whatever. There's so many things now that it's like, why did you do that? I do want to know why you did that. Because he was seen laughing, like he threw it over. And then people said that the videos,
yeah.
he's just laughing. And then obviously when he was being arrested, he also seemed very like
well, and calm. His mugshot, he's like smirking. Right. Yeah, it's
yeah,
like
just smiling.
It's like, I'm not actually going to get in trouble for this, but like I'm in trouble
laughing.
For this.
Yeah. But the cops were smiling and laughing like when they were retrieving the chair. So they were like, they posted the video.
But here's the thing. He's obviously a likable dude because he's a menace to society and right. people are still obsessed with him. So there's got to be something about him that people like. So, I mean, he didn't actually hit the cops. It's right. really unfortunate that it was the cops standing there and not right. just like normal civilians. But
this
you
is
know.
My thing. And I know y'all are like, shut up. Because I do like Morgan Wallen. And I do think that he's done stuff in the past that he needs to learn and grow from.
Okay.
But I also think that I really don't think he's a menace to society. I think he's a 30-year-old man that there's people that have done way worse. Way worse.
For sure.
And it's like,
okay, he's a drunk that makes stupid decisions.
But even if he wasn't even drunk, let's say he wasn't in this case or he had been drinking. Exactly. He's like, we've all done stupid stuff. Like if my friends dared me to do something and I did it, yes, that's stupid because the consequences of what could have happened. Mm-hmm. But also it's like, it's one of those things. It's like, really, really? That was very harsh. He is the one that people just, not people, people do love him, but I think country music, I mean, they've snubbed him and they don't want him, you know, for them, yeah. it's not part of like their image or like whatever. And it's somewhere probably in the middle that he's probably a little wild and they just are looking to just hate on him. And like, he just happens to catch it.
Cramp. I'm fine.
Oh, I was like, what? You looked at your phone. I thought you were
I know. I was scrolling on my phone and then I got hit with a cramp. So it's fine.
But I also know that's a hot take because people are like in the comments, you're one side or the other. And you know, I think there are a lot worse things out in society that we need to handle first. And that's just how I feel about things. And I feel like
sure.
he should absolutely be punished. Like, yes. But yes, at the end of the day, he didn't hit anybody. And that's like you having three drinks and driving home. You could have hit somebody. Do you also go to jail for that? No. Everything is at a crossroads. There's a consequence to everything.
Right.
It didn't happen. Thank God it didn't happen because it could have turned out very different for him. But it didn't. So people latching on, you could have killed somebody. You need to go to jail. Okay. Pump. Do you know how many things could go wrong and we could have had X happen?
Also, how come every time I think about this situation, I just picture him chucking like a plastic lawn chair? I like every time I hear he threw a chair, I don't because it's picture like an actual funny. Bar chair. I'm picturing like one of those cheapy plastic.
But also that thing was sturdy. If that thing ain't framed in the bar, it also Eric Church's and his song is number one right now on the chart. So people are like, oh, this was
been is out that for- where it was? His bar?
Yeah, was that, yeah, okay. At Chiefs or whatever. And the song has been out on his album the whole time. And they're like, publicity. No, I don't think it's a publicity song. I think it just shows that publicity can get, you know, it can also do something for you.
True.
But it hit number one, I guess, on the country charts. So
that's funny.
I mean, I do think because nothing bad happened, I think it's funny in the fact that like homeboy threw a chair off the balcony, because at some point in my life, I would have laughed and thought that was hilarious. I'm sorry. It would have been hilarious to me.
Hilarious.
but as a 30-year-old, we don't need to throw chairs off a balcony because it could have gone very wrong. And also don't do that. But we got to know the story. Like, did somebody tell him to do it and it wasn't where it was? Like, did he see what was the other side of it?
My thing is, it was stupid. It doesn't really matter why he did it. He shouldn't have done it. It was dumb. Thank God nobody was hurt, whatever. But I mean, the way people are villainizing him for throwing a damn chair, you'd think he like
killed somebody.
Right.
They threw a damn mattress off the roof in The Hangover.
Just chill.
Do you not remember that? Didn't they throw the whole mattress?
I don't, but I believe they did. I just don't remember it.
I remember them throwing the mattress and they don't even know what happened because they were drunk. But then the next morning they were like, oh my God, why is there a mattress on the roof? Where's our friend? Like all the things. They were pulling teeth and stuff. Like what? So all that to say.
Just in the grand scheme.
It seems a little bit much with.
We've got pedophiles out there and, you know.
That's the thing. And they get off on a technicality. I'm like, but did you kill and rape somebody? Then it doesn't matter. Then you belong in jail. I don't care about the technicality.
Our worst things.
Right. But I'm kind of here for the merch. There's some really good merch that I'm like, I kind of want that shirt.
You know what I would love to do? What? But you'd probably, the licensing, I don't know if you could actually do it legally.
What?
Just have a line of t-shirts with mugshots on it.
Oh, there are so many already out. So somebody just released. They just popped like
every celebrity.
Yep. They have the Bieber one. It was a carousel. Morgan Wallen, Zach Bryan, all the country singers that have been arrested lately. They were all in there and it was just their mugshot.
Not our good boy country singers.
Not the good old boys. And then it had like Justin Bieber's, who looked so chic in his, matter of fact. But
Justin Bieber.
He's so pretty.
God, he's pretty. I love him.
He is.
Okay, so Coachella's happening right now.
Mm-hmm.
Our girl Tay Tay, she was there.
Oh, right. In the crowd, just cash.
Correct. Like, I'm sorry.
Chatting it up with just your basic people.
Being a normie. Okay, love that for her.
But do we think bodyguards were playing? Bodyguards. Who am I? When am I from New York?
Bodyguards.
Do you think the bodyguards are in the crowd?
Oh, no, she's for sure.
Yeah.
She can't go in. She can't take a shit without security.
Right.
So they're definitely there. But just the fact that she could even go.
Yeah.
And I mean, Travis's head is on a swivel at all times.
Now, the part that she was in, though, it was the gated part with like.
There were other celebrities in there.
Yeah. And I think it's a little bit more. Would they let us in there? Well, duh, because obviously. We're a podcast. We are kind of highfalutin. Like, yeah, they would.
Oh, they're media. They're in.
They're in, yeah. But like the average Joe Schmo probably
not that
get
you're
in.
Catching me dead at Coachella unless I'm getting like the ultimate VIP royalty treatment.
Yeah. Tortuga, but, I would mess with that. Coachella, a lot of just craziness there.
I'll get back to Bieber, but there was a video of Taylor and Travis like in that area or whatever. I think it was at the Bleachers show.
Which they were just swaying, right? Just
maybe. Yeah. I mean, they were like singing along, whatever. But the video showed Teresa Giudice.
Oh, She was there?
Yes.
Oh.
In the same section, like right by them. And her husband, that creep, the outfit. Wendy.
Tell me right now.
She's so disgusting to
me.
She's vile. I have met Teresa in person and I'm still telling you, vile.
Vile.
Just
repulsive.
There's very few, you know me, housewife stand, good, bad, ugly. I love them all. I need to never see that woman on my TV again. I hate her.
Or on your TikTok
so
algorithm.
Much.
All right, should we help
hold on. Giudice.
Not Teresa Giudice.
Teresa. Guidance. Giudice or whatever the fuck she called herself. I know.
So many last names.
And then went back to the old pronunciation.
Giudice.
Yeah.
It don't even look like that.
Okay. Here you go. So he's dressed in like shorts and a sweatshirt, okay, with his douchey crossbody bag.
No.
She's wearing silver rhinestoned boots, a pink bodysuit, white crochet shorts, a little cover-up thing, and a pink cowboy hat with crystal band going around. Okay. Like, bitch, you are in your 50s or damn near close to it. You look like you're in your 50s. Gross. Gross. You are not a child.
Right. The cowboy hat is not what I was expecting. The little crystals dangling, you know, when those are like very distracting.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So.
Oh, you mean like on. Have you seen the clips of JoJo Siwa recording Call Her Daddy?
Yeah, that's exactly where I saw those. And I was like, how could you focus on anything? That's just a no for me. His teeth are so bright. Like, wow. They're brighter than the background on the white screen on Daily Mail. Like, what is happening? Glowing. Yeah, she looks like she's going to the beach. Like, it looks like a beach cover up over a bathing suit. And then them boots.
It's just not, it's not like, I think she confused Coachella with Stagecoach.
She probably did. Yeah, this is not that festival, baby girl.
It's just wrong. It's just not good.
It ain't cute. And her pinks don't even match. Not that they always have to, but that's a two different vibe thing going on with the pink.
I'm not into it. But it's a miss. Am not into her. So maybe I'm just being biased.
No.
Weigh in the comments. I'd love to know what you think. But your opinion is wrong if it's not mine.
If you like her. If you like her, you're wrong.
If it's not mine.
But feel free to voice your opinion.
But what I was going to say about Justin is there's a video of Jaden Smith, and he's grabbing Justin from behind. I mean, they are crotch to ass, swaying. And then Jaden like comes around his side, like gets out from behind Justin, and Justin like leans over and kisses him on the cheek.
No,
Hailey Bieber, get your man. Like, what's happening?
Hailey.
It's real, real interesting. And like, I know they've been friends for years.
Yeah, but it felt that might be a little bit more intimate.
I know, you know, they just do things differently out in LA, but it just felt odd to me.
I want
to
see that. Was that on TikTok?
Maybe. I don't remember where I saw it, but I can find it.
Find it and send it to me.
Uh-huh. Very interesting.
Interesting.
But God, even today, I get in my car, my happy album, like it's the album that I always put on when I get on a flight or when I'm like really like
anxious.
Hearts racing. His, oh my God, the album, I can't ever remember the name of it, of course. It was his first album, like, post-cancellation, like, 2015.
I don't remember.
Oh, God, hold on. I'll find it. Justin. I keep wanting to say Reputation, obviously. It's Taylor Album Week, Lest We Not Forget.
Oh, the Poems People Society.
The Tortured Poets Department.
Right.
Close enough.
Yeah.
That comes out this week. Catch me on the 19th doing nothing.
Nothing but listening to her album. All right.
Justin Bieber album. What is this? This is riveting for everybody listening. I'm really sorry. I just have to. The Purpose album.
What was on? What songs were on that?
Love Yourself. Ooh. Sorry. What Do You Mean?
Ooh, Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Too late to say I'm sorry.
It's basically his religion album. It's how like God like saved him.
Yeah. I like that album. That's a great album.
It's my happy album.
Great album.
And I got in the car today, and I never use Apple Music. I always use Spotify, and Apple Music for some reason popped up and started playing the music instead of my podcast on Spotify. I was like, okay.
Interesting.
Well, I guess I was just meant to listen to this for a little bit.
So yesterday, you know, I don't spend a lot of time on the old TikTok, but in the instance that I do, it's getting better and I'm starting to see more things that just really set well in my soul.
I'm so happy for you.
And the other day I saw one, I think it was yesterday. It says songs white people made that are certified bangers. And when I tell y'all, I had a full dance off, and it's this like cute little black guy doing it, and listen to the song, and I've forgotten about it, and he is not wrong. You ready for this?
That white people made that are certified bangers. Let's go.
We're a thousand miles from comfort.
Oh my gosh.
We travel land and sea.
What she say?
Good as long as you are with me.
Look at him.
There's no place I'd rather be.
That's a priest to somebody.
Yeah. Oh. Not wrong. I forgot about that song. And when I lived in Florida, one of my friends came to visit me and we were getting ready and we were blaring it.
Uh-huh.
And it took me right back to my bathroom. And I was like, he is not wrong. So when I do get on TikTok and I see those, I'm like, it actually does bring value into my life. Like,
I love that for you.
Yeah, I get good stuff there.
While we're on the topic of music, we haven't even talked about Beyonce's country album. Did you listen? Oh,
I didn't. I did not listen. So, obviously, very controversial again. I did hear her Jolene rendition or her version.
Uh-huh.
Don't love it, don't hate it.
That's how I felt. I felt very indifferent.
Yeah.
My favorite version of Jolene isn't even Dolly's. I mean, she changed all the words.
Yeah.
It's okay. I like the energy.
Yeah.
I'm kind of indifferent on the song as a whole.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then obviously the Texas one, Texas Hold'em. I like songs until they overly get played out. And then it's like, and I get it. Like, it's so hard on social media because when sound bits go viral, everybody uses them. But it also does the song a disservice because you're like, oh my God, if I hear that loop one more time,
I'm
going to lose my mind.
Yeah.
And so I don't hate that song. I just don't want to hear it over and 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 over again because then I don't want to listen to it in my car, you know, because you've heard it 40,000 times on a try-on or a video of your kid, whatever.
Video of your kid.
Whatever, you know. But I didn't listen to the whole thing. And then I saw that it got a lot of controversy on like all sides of it. And I also don't like that. I'm like, y'all.
I will say, I don't think you can fairly call it a country album.
Right.
But, I mean, it's just multi-genre.
Yeah.
I think, even though I am not a Beyonce stan, I think it is a complete work of art.
Yeah, for sure.
It's real. Some of the songs are just insane.
Yeah.
There's a song called Daughter.
Okay.
And in the middle of it, she breaks out into full Italian opera.
Oh.
And when I tell you, she sounds absolutely incredible.
Yeah.
As you would expect because right. She's Beyonce. Sorry. Those vocals are just, you know, hard,
oh my God,
hard to match.
No, she is very talented from a vocal standpoint. I'm the same. I'm not a Beyonce stan. Again, I guess I'm just very neutral on her. I don't love her. I don't hate her. Like, she doesn't, I've never been we've talked about this before.
Yes.
It's just, she doesn't do it for me. And I agree. It's not a country album in the aspect of like what country music is. And listen, hear me out. Cause I know some people are pissed right now yelling at their steering wheels. And this was part of the controversy. And I know you're screaming saying, well, there's some people out there on country music that aren't. I agree with you. And I was raised on actual like 60s, 70s, 80s country. I mean it. My mom still to this day listens to that. Country music is not just like the words. Because a lot of people are like, well, she's singing country. Okay, well, you can sing and wear a cowboy hat, but that doesn't mean it's country. It's the style of music. It's the instruments being played. It's the rhythm, the cadence of what it is. That's what's making it country.
Yes.
You could have something being like, and I got my Lonnie new and I'm drinking it for you. It doesn't matter what I'm singing. It's the cadence and the style of music behind it. And the same thing can be taken with a country song turned hip hop or whatever. Then it would be a hip hop song. But well, like you said, she's very talented.
Well, and I think that what people are, we didn't know what to expect, right? Everyone's mm-hmm. expecting country as in like new age country. Mm-hmm. But this is country as in
like bro country?
30s, 40s, 50s, like old.
Oh, she did
old
that?
Old country. It's not, I mean, it's, but it's basically it's her taking back. Country music was a historically like a black genre of music,
yeah,
especially in the South.
Uh-huh.
And so, and then obviously over many decades and generations, it's like changed. And so she did come out and say like, she decided she wanted to make this album to kind of reclaim country.
Gotcha.
After she was snubbed at the CMAs, like, what was it, 2012 or
see,
whenever
she performed. I saw that they were talking about the that, but I didn't remember what it was, or I didn't see what it was. What happened?
She was performing with at the time they were called Dixie Chicks.
Oh, now yeah.
The Chicks.
The Chicks.
Yeah. she was performing with them, who they are also kind of controversial in the country world.
They're very controversial in the country world.
And people were not having it in the audience. You know, and these are all the people in the industry. I mean, they were not into the music. They were making, like, visible, like, displeased faces. Mm-hmm. And she said it was just very clear that she felt unwelcome, and it was very clear that she was unwelcome.
Interesting.
Like, backstage, people were nasty, whatever.
Right.
She didn't call anybody out. She just said it was, like, such an unpleasant experience.
Right.
Anyways, all that to say, I do think the album as a whole, it's impressive.
Yeah.
It's pretty rare that I can listen to an album start to finish on repeat, but mm-hmm. there are certain songs on here that I think I could listen to over and over again.
Interesting. I'll have to listen to it.
Blackbird is one.
Okay.
16 Carriages.
Okay. See, I listened to 16 Carriages after you talked about it. I don't love that one.
That's okay.
But I would love to listen to I'll listen to them, but.
I think Daughter is great.
Okay, Daughter.
The best song on the whole album, in my opinion. I mean, I love 16 Carriages, but I think the best song is Two Most Wanted, which is her song with Miley Cyrus.
Ooh, okay.
Hold on. I don't want to get flagged on this, obviously, but I want to play like 5 seconds.
Yeah.
Their voices, you would never guess how well they go together. Ooh, okay. It's crazy. Hold on. I don't know what you're doing tonight.
That's my vibe of music right there. I love that. I love that.
So, yeah. So good. And then she does a song with Post Malone too.
Ooh, that is
incredible.
Yeah,
so
I like that.
I would say give yourself a couple hours one day
and listen.
When you're cleaning the house, whatever, and just listen to the album start to finish. I think it's a must listen. And then you're going to cherry pick songs that you really like.
I'm sure. No doubt. I didn't hate the Texas Hold'em when it came out.
Yeah.
It's just over listening, you know, and eventually like it'll come back around where it dies off a little bit and it's going to be a bop. It was a bop. It hit so hard. And I was like, oh, I love this.
It'll be very interesting though at this year's Grammys between this and then Taylor coming out with her album. Mm-hmm. And there's
some good music. Okay. Yeah.
Like album of the year, I would say this would be.
Yeah.
Well, normally I would say Taylor,
right?
Of course, would probably.
And I think anybody that likes music.
But I don't know about this. This album probably should get it.
Yeah. Anybody that listens
to music. As much as I love Taylor.
You have to appreciate an artist for what it is. Like, it doesn't matter about certain aspects of it. Artists that can do this type of thing start to finish. Taylor is one. Miley mm-hmm. Cyrus is one. She's also incredible. When you can take something and like really manufacture it into like that way and put it. I mean, Beyonce is known the same level that Taylor. I mean, they're very good artists. They not only do have great vocals, Miley Cyrus, same way, like her work is really, really good. So no one can discredit that. You can't deny that. You can't say. So it will be very interesting to see how it plays out for the award aspect of it, that people are meant to go in and actually critique mm-hmm. all of that kind of stuff, flow of the music and how it listens and how it does go into like the artist with them. But that's cool that I actually really like Miley Cyrus's voice. I've always loved her voice. Man, Wrecking Ball and her ballads. Miley Cyrus she has pipes. Girlfriend can sing. And I love her ballads. Her slow stuff, the raspiness in her voice, it just works.
So there was one thing about the song Blackbird that I said was one of my favorites on the album. So it's actually a Beatles song.
Uh-huh.
You'll know it as soon as you hear it because, I mean, everybody knows that song. You might not know it by name, but you'll know it when you hear it.
Okay.
And I guess like several years back, McCartney came out and said that basically the song should be interpreted as, quote, black girl instead of Blackbird, but it's in the context of like the civil rights, like women during the
play time a little period piece of it
of the civil rights movement. So she has like 6 or 7 black country artists, women, which you know are few and far between,
right?
Who they all sing, take a turn singing on the song.
Oh,
singing
nice! The,
it's really okay.
Yeah,
hold on, I'll play that 2 seconds for, so you know what song I'm talking about.
I already like the music to that. Is that the song?
Yeah.
Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Night. Take these sunken eyes and learn to see. To see all your life. You were only waiting for this moment to be free. Blackbird, fly.
Anyways.
Nice.
Mm, so good.
Yeah.
Okay. We skipped right over. We just jumped right in. We skipped right over our spotlight moment.
Totally.
So we'll do that. Yes?
Yeah.
Sound good? Okay. Yeah. Hold on. Let me pull it up here. All right. Spotlight moment time. We need like some sort of intro music.
We really
for this.
Do. We need to record a little
something. Do, 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 do. That, not that, because that's like, terrible. But
no, no, no. I know what you mean. Else. But I was like, in my head, I have something that would, but I gotta hone in on it because I agree. We need something.
We need something. And then I have another segment idea that I'll share after this.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Okay. Because I love a segment.
Yeah.
All right. My husband was previously married and his family gave us some childhood photos. And in the box, there were photos from his previous engagement and wedding. When I opened one of the albums, they fell out and I asked him what he would do. Or what he would like to do with the photos, and he took them and went and stored them somewhere in our house. When I asked him why he wanted to keep them, he told me he was busy and didn't have time to talk about it. That's friggin' weird. For reference, all I've ever heard about his ex-wife is that he disliked her. Of course, there are two sides to the story with their marriage, and I'm not trying to get into it, but if he truly dislikes her so much at this point, why does he want to keep the photos?
More or less, why? Okay, there's a couple red flags here. The fact that he was too busy and couldn't talk about it. If it's really just nothing, then it's just nothing. Like, don't be like, I'm too busy, I can't talk about that. What? But I don't know. I think this is two-sided because even if it's a part of your past, I don't know. Because I'm kind of like, I probably wouldn't want to keep that personally because there's no point even though it's a part of I don't know
I've got pictures of me with my exes that I like to keep. Things aren't always bad, right? Like no. There's a reason that they got married,
right?
There's also a reason that they got divorced, but he probably dislikes her from that. But I don't think somebody has to get rid of every piece of something that did make them happy and bring them joy at some part of their life, even though it's not part of it. Like, I don't hang on to these photos as like longing for these people, but it's like a reminder of like a time in my life that I did enjoy. It was part of my story, part of my life.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm not like that. I feel like I agree with what you're saying, but also like, what's the point? And that's because I agree. I have like, ironically, I went through my senior memory book today. And yes, you have people in your past that you dated or like hung out with, whatever. And no, I wouldn't like destroy those. But I'd be lying if I said I didn't go through relationships in my past that I cut them out of the pictures. I could pull that box right there up and show you.
Well, and I think it would be one thing if it was pictures of like just her, but it's pictures of them together. And I don't know. I just don't feel like you should have to. I don't think it's weird to want to keep those things. I should say that. But I do think it's weird that he would be like so dismissive, unless of course you're a naggy wench all the time.
Yeah.
In which case he's like, I don't want to fucking talk to you about this.
Yeah.
Because you nag me about everything.
Right. Yeah. I think it just depends on the person, case by case. Personally, I don't think it's necessarily like crazy that he wants to keep them, but I would be like, what's the point? Because I'm like that. Like, I don't need to keep that. I don't keep that. Yeah. But I'm also in like a purging. Like, I actually was talking to my neighbor yesterday. We were out. It was nice out and she was walking her dog. She's like, I'm gonna be in the attic all day and I'm just cleaning stuff out. And I'm like, what's the point of having this? And I agree. Like, the older that I've gotten, there's just some stuff that like, I mean, not for nothing. There's just no point. And yes, there's things in your life that can bring happiness or that brought you happiness at one point.
Yeah.
But honestly, like, post that, I don't need to keep them. I'm just not at that phase. There are absolutely certain things I want to keep. Like I said, I'm not going to throw away prom pictures. And probably for this situation, it's not that deep. It's not because he's reminiscing.
Yeah, I don't.
But I mean, if it's coming off of a place of like, if she had insecurities in her marriage from this person, we don't know why they got divorced. Maybe she wanted the divorce and she didn't want him anymore, and say he's keeping them and she's got the new wife has an insecurity because it brings up feelings of like, man, he wishes he could be with her, but he can't.
But that's also a her problem, not a him problem.
Well, it might've been a her problem. Let's say that the girl, that his ex-wife left him and he didn't want her to leave him. And maybe subconsciously the new wife is like, is he just with me because he couldn't be with her? That probably doesn't feel great as a new wife thinking like, oh, now he wants to keep the pictures because he was so happy, blah, 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 blah.
No, but again, that's not his problem that she's experiencing that. Now, if he's not doing anything to bring her comfort, or if he's doing other things that would lead her to believe.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It could have been her it could have been.
Sure.
That is what I'm saying.
But just at face value.
No, at face value, it's probably not that deep.
Context.
Right.
Her being insecure about him wanting to keep these photos is a her problem, not a him problem.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, don't be telling me you're too busy.
Without context.
Yeah.
But yes, him saying like, I don't have, but also was he busy?
Right. That's what I'm saying. This one's tough because there's so many like things. Like if it's truly at face value, it isn't that deep. He wants to keep them. That's fine. Men are way less emotional anyway than we are. But let's say it is deeper than that. And there were issues, like maybe that's part of it. I don't know. But I don't know. But you're not an asshole by wanting. No. Like, I don't think it's that. But yes, if it's truly just like you found this box and there was no underlying issue with any of it, then that you just let him have the box of photos. Right. Like it's not okay. That big of a deal.
It's not that serious.
Yeah, for sure.
He's still with you.
Right.
My mic stand is driving me absolutely mental
you
today.
You stress me out with your mic stands.
Well, it keeps sagging. I've got to be doing something wrong. I don't know, but guess what? It's just going to sit on my chest for the rest of this time because it's driving me nuts. Okay, new segment idea.
Okay.
I think we need to do a weekly segment because here's the thing. Wendy and I come in the studio.
The studio office, whatever.
And we will immediately sit and gab and, you know, we'll bitch about things, get things off our chest.
Truly.
And sometimes the commentary is real funny. And real relatable. And I would love to have a segment of the show, a weekly segment. Doesn't have to be a long one.
Mm-hmm.
Workshopping the name. I was thinking something like, you know, Petty Betty.
Mm-hmm.
But this is our sacred space. This is a safe space for us.
Yeah.
I would love to have a segment of the show where we can, you know, share our like
vent.
Ick of the week.
Yeah.
Something this week that gave us the ick, or something this week that we're, you know, just really itching us wrong that we want to be petty about.
I like it.
I feel like,
I
just need that in my life.
Yeah, that would be good.
Be a good segment.
For sure. And my brain is already trying to think
at the tail end of the show.
Yeah.
We got a few more things to talk about and then we can maybe, you know, try it
like
out.
That.
Give her a little spin around the block. Have a petty Betty segment at the end of this show.
Yeah. No, I like that. Okay, I think that's good.
So on another note, OJ Simpson is dead.
Right. And oh my God, y'all. Like,
praise Jesus.
Sorry, he was guilty. Like when I was reading comments.
Everyone is coming out of the woodwork now. People that knew him saying, hell yeah, he did it.
But then why are we, like, I saw people. Actually, last night I was hot about your husband's status. For some reason, his status popped up and he was like, OJ Simpson.
My husband?
Listen, yes. He popped up on my, you know how it's like days later, they'll randomly give you something. So he popped up and he made the comment like, OJ's dead, thank God. And somebody had commented and was like, why is that? And I wanted to at this man and be like.
Oh, so Robbie didn't do something to piss
you
off.
No, I was not like, Robbie.
What did Robbie?
No, Robbie
you guys
posted.
Are very similar.
Yeah, no, Robbie, I was on Robbie's side. I was going to come for the guy, for Robbie.
Oh my
I was
God,
mad
I have to
about
go
it
now.
Because he said something like, why is that? And I'm like, because he killed his wife. And I was like mad about it. But I didn't know if I was reading it out of context, but I swear to God, I was typing something up and then I just got out of the screen.
Oh,
so I was mad.
Did he get rid of it?
No, I saw it last night. Popped right up on my...
Oh, the ESPN. The ESPN and others are wild for treating OJ like a fallen hero.
Yeah.
Shit is sickening. Oh,
and then the guy goes, why is that? I'm like, because he killed his wife? I don't know. I was so mad.
Oh, this is someone from his softball world.
Oh, well, I was mad about it. because I was like, mm-hmm. Robbie's not wrong.
Truly. So, I don't know if you, I had never seen it, so I don't know if you've ever seen it, but it was this interview he did after his trial. Uh-huh. And I wish I could remember who it was so I could like look it back up. But basically he was like, well, let me tell you what would have happened hypothetically. And he spoke in real terms,
yeah,
like as if he was recanting it, but he said it was hypothetical, uh-huh. And he was smirking.
Yeah.
And he was talking about how he couldn't remember like details. He literally told the story as if it was real, and he right. was recounting the night. And I'm like, this
he's gross.
Is sick.
Yeah.
And jurors have come out and said basically that that finding him not guilty was payback for Rodney King and like see, all this stuff. So much corruption.
Yeah.
Another girl came up and said, I signed an NDA, but now that he's dead, I don't have to mm-hmm.
Withhold it. Yeah.
Yeah. And she shared information about how she was working at I think USC is where he went. She was working in the law department and she was there interning, and Robert Kardashian and Robert Shapiro came in and they had a meeting. They gave her boss a check because there was apparently allegations about him assaulting
yeah.
two other girlfriends that he had on campus, like a whole thing. And she was like,
yeah,
she was like, I literally left the law. It made me sick to my stomach. Yep. It's just all these
people
things
don't have great. He wasn't a shining star. And listen, I know you can't, like, it's not fair to talk about someone when they're dead, but this is a man that basically paid people off to shut up and like made them legally have to not speak out. That's a problem. So mm-hmm. Yes, he's gone and can't speak for himself, but also he has paid people to be quiet for so long that now if they want to talk, absolutely you should talk. And I do believe he was guilty, and it's such a shame. Listen, divorce is an option. Murder is not, period. And I feel that way about anybody that kills.
And they were divorced. I mean, they were.
Well, but yes, but like, why are you like, no. And just because you're of status does not mean you should get away with things. Anyway, I'm sorry, like. Rest in peace or whatnot. But I find it hard to believe on judgment day that they're like, you know, actually, OJ, you don't even have to come check in, buddy. The elevator's waiting for you. So like, just, but you know what?
Crazy.
Listen, who am I to cast a stone at anybody? He might've made right in his life in his final days. I don't know. He might've got straight with the Lord, and Jesus is a good, forgiven man. We don't know. But what I do know is what Robbie said, stop making this man out like he was somebody's hero. Cause he right. was not, he was terrible.
Yeah.
Mm.
Sorry, I didn't realize that we prioritized football over murder.
Right, or like having a heart.
Alleged or otherwise.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
OJ, you're not wanted in here, so don't even come back in here trying to haunt anything. If I see footballs moving, I'm a no issue. If I see a glove twinkling across the floor, I know it was you.
Yeah. A glove twinkling.
Did you see the meme that was like, if they don't reenact this for his funeral, I will never forgive him? And it was like the hearse with all the cop cars behind him following it and the Bronco. But how funny would that be? I mean, that's probably not a great use of our dollars or whatnot, but California's rich. And what great content. That'd be hilarious.
It would be hilarious.
Swear to God, that'd be hilarious if they did that.
Okay, a couple other things that came up for me this week. And I was like, I told Wendy, I'm like, I just started like making notes of things that I wanted to discuss.
Yeah.
Okay, so I am actually shocked that you don't know about this. The Trade Me Project. I feel like we talked about it years ago on the old show. Oh. It was where the girl was trading a bobby pin to get to a house.
What?
Okay.
I cannot remember any of this.
Swear we've talked about this. So this girl decided that she wanted to trade a bobby pin and keep trading until she could get a house. So she documented the whole thing like on Instagram and TikTok. So mm-hmm. It's called Trade Me Project is her handle. And she started with a bobby pin. Then she traded it for, you know, something with more value. And she just kept doing that and doing that until she had something valuable enough to trade for a house. And then she fixed up the house and she was going to gift it to a follower.
Oh, wow.
So she goes through this whole thing, documents it. I think it took her a year. I think that's what she was trying to do it within a year.
Wow.
So then they fix up this house. It's brand new. She picks a follower to gift it to, and they make this whole thing about her coming to see the house and blah, blah, blah. Well, months and months went by and she hadn't moved into the house.
Uh-huh.
This all came up because recently the girl, Shay, who got the house, made a TikTok, and she was like, when a TikToker gifts you a house and then never puts it in your name or something like that, throwing shade at the girl running it.
Okay.
Demi, I think is her name. I'm going to find, I did have screenshots pull up, so... So anyways, the girl makes this video, and of course it goes viral because everybody's like, blah, blah, blah. Because she's doing it again. She's doing another project to get another house to gift.
All right.
So she comes on TikTok and she was like, listen, she was like, I never made any of this public because I wanted to protect Shay. You know,
Shay was the girl that was getting the house.
Shay was the girl that was getting the house. She said, I never made any of this public because I wanted to protect her. I don't really have a choice now, but to explain the whole situation.
Okay.
So long story short, one of the neighbors reached out to Demi. I guess she hadn't put it in her name yet. Maybe, I don't know what the agreement was. It sounds like they were going to manage the property and like take care of the lawn and all that for like a year. And so I don't know if maybe they were going to let the person live in the house for a year and then transfer it to her name. Okay. So basically, so it was January of 2022.
Okay.
This girl and her boyfriend, along with her boyfriend's mom and several pets, all moved into the house.
Okay.
So, but the house technically was gifted to just Shay. So right. January 2022.
Okay.
So in July of 2022, the girl Demi, I hope I'm pronouncing her name. I'm not sure if it's Demi or Demi, you know.
Demi.
Like a more. But yeah. So she got contacted by the neighbor who said there's basically a mountain of packages at this house dating back months.
Oh.
And so she reached out to the girl and she said, hey, I had to go back to Pennsylvania because I guess that's where she's from. She moved out of state to take the house and move into the house.
Okay.
So she said, I had to go back to Pennsylvania. I'm trying to get back, blah, blah, blah. You know, whatever. It sounds like this girl has a lot going on in her life. Just everything's a sob story. One of those.
Well, damn, you got a free house.
Right. So, Demi says, no problem, whatever. She arranged for somebody to come pick up the packages and keep them at their house. Okay, so this girl keeps the packages at her house. More packages come. The neighbor keeps calling. She reaches out. I mean, she shared all the receipts on her TikTok. I mean, she contacted Shay countless times without response, trying to figure out, are you coming back? When are you coming back? Blah, blah, blah. So my damn phone. You know when you have the setting where it taps the back of your phone and then it screenshots?
No, I didn't know that was a thing.
Oh, yeah, there's a setting. So, like, you can do two or you can do three. Oh, you've
shown me that before, but I didn't know you. I forgot about that.
But so sometimes what happens is if I put it
on. So you just do that and it screenshots?
Yeah. But so sometimes if I like tap it and then I set it against something, it
thinks I'm just tapping it. Oh my God, my phone would be eat up with some screenshots then.
It's not too bad. Well, that's why I have three instead of two. Because two would be a nightmare.
Yeah.
So that was, I'm trying to think. That was January 2022. Okay, yes. So keep in mind dates.
Yep.
January 2022 is when the house was gifted and she moved in.
Right.
July of 2022 is when there was a mountain of packages. So basically they surmised that she really had only been in the house for a month before she went back to Pennsylvania. By August of 2023, so a whole year later after the packages had been picked up and then some, 14 months, whatever, she finally decided this girl was never coming back.
Right.
And so she went to the house and they, in the time that they had been there had completely trashed the house, ruined it. Urine everywhere,
ew,
dirty, beat up, walls damaged. I mean, trashed.
In a very short period of time.
This house in a very short period of time. And she shared a video of herself, like, she said, I went, left the house, I stood outside and I just cried. And the girl, she shared like a video because she was like, we documented everything. She was like, I was going to share it. And then I decided, no, that I didn't want to put her in this position. And she's distraught. She was like, we worked so hard to gift this. And she was like, I'm so sad for her that she couldn't, you know, make this work and that she's got so much going on in her life. Like, I'm sad for her. I'm sad for the house. Like, I'm sad that, like, somebody else could have been living here all this time and really enjoying it and benefiting from it and all this stuff.
But even if you have a lot going on, wouldn't that be such a blessing to have someone give you a home?
Give you a home and then tell her. And the whole time in the beginning when they were going back and forth and she was like, I'm in Pennsylvania, I'm trying to get back there, blah, blah. She was like, no problem. I'm here to help with whatever you need. I don't mind continuing upkeep on the house. We're going to keep taking care of the lawn for the next year, you know, blah, blah, blah. Like, you can tell Demi, like, genuinely wanted to help somebody by doing this project.
Oh my God. I was gonna say,
it wasn't just a content grab.
Right. Like, she actually had a good heart about it and did this, but it's so, and this is why it's sad, because it makes people not want to do that. Because look at that.
Yeah.
When somebody like that, I don't want to say wins, but gets gifted this and like gets that blessing out of luck or whatever, mm-hmm. and they do this, man, for that not to tarnish how you feel about the project, that really sucks. Somebody could have got that and it really like put them forward.
Yep.
Okay. So sorry to cut you off.
But no, you're fine. Basically, I mean, that's kind of how it ended. And so she, messaged her and she was like, I just got to the house. She was like, I can't believe that you did this, that you left the house like this. And
did the girl respond and say anything?
She was like, she goes, I'm so disappointed in myself, whatever. Like, Demi said the house was full of maggots.
Oh my God.
Oh.
I would go back and be like, can I get my lamp back? Because this house is yours. Right. I'll trade you back.
So anyways, so it's like, well, you can't be that disappointed in yourself because then you made this video trying to make her look bad.
Oh, right. I forgot about that. The July video, right?
Like, yeah. So her TikTok is when I literally quote won a house from a TikToker, but then was later banned from the property.
Oh, because you missed all of this, sister.
Uh-huh.
Oh my God.
Then continues in the comments. She goes, y'all, I moved in, she's obviously trash and can't type either, discovered black mold, was told it was a new house. They just had redid everything. There wasn't black mold. Mm-mm. Discovered black mold, was told it was an expensive fix, and I immediately left because I didn't want to risk my health/animals' health. The house was a mess when I left because I was in a rush. I didn't want to talk to the person about the issue because it was my responsibility at that point, and they already did enough for me. She withheld all of my after a year of holding onto the packages, the girl who was holding onto them and Demi decided that they were just going to donate everything. Because that, like, this girl was holding a girl who did not know either of them. It was a follower who volunteered to go collect the packages.
And what was she buying? And if she was that hard pressed for cash and like couldn't make it
right,
work.
That you honey, have a mountain of packages right, at a home shopping? You don't live at?
Exactly. That's bizarre. And also, do you not know that you need to change your address? What are you doing? What?
She goes, she withheld all of my packages addressed to me, which is literally mail tampering. And she wouldn't even allow me to grab my packages.
Bitch, you couldn't get back to Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Also, y'all, there is a rumor that I didn't pay the taxes on the house, which is not the case because she never transferred the deed like she promised to me. So I didn't legally own it, which is why I made the video, because I'm upset because I had sentimental items that could not be replaced as they were my dead parents.
You didn't even live there, girl. How are you going to get a deed to something you didn't even live at, hardly?
Uh-huh.
Ew.
I tried to sum up the story in comments, which is why I have my comments turned off so it's easier to see because I don't have time to make a video right now. Wasn't able to handle it, so I never moved back in, and she just banned me from the property because of the quote mess. Wendy, I'm telling you, when we are done, I'm going to pause this. You need to see the photos of this house.
Oh man, that is wild. I was telling Spencer that she was talking about how, like, we should post it on our socials, but she was talking about how she was sad for her and that she didn't want to post the videos. I'm like, if you're trashing my name out of lies, I'm sorry. At that point, I realize it's not, it can come across as probably savage or petty, but if you're going to trash my name and have the balls to do that, when this was on you, I'm going to show every single receipt of what you did in my house, because that is, okay, that is not leaving in a hurry. Why was the shower curtain ripped up? Why was it destroyed? It wasn't like you went through closets and grabbed your things. No, you destroyed that house.
The trash, like you guys, the trash bags full of trash. Like they never took trash out in the month that she lived there. They were just shoving the trash bags in closets.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's why it was full of maggots and shit. And like the power, like, I don't know what happened, but the power was, I don't know if the fridge was unplugged or whatever, but like everything molded. Inside. Yeah.
Rotted. You know what it smells like.
Disgusting. Crazy. That I just feel so bad for this girl. I'm like, nope. I told Wendy, I said, I would never, I don't remember if I was recording or not when I said this.
You weren't.
Yeah, I was like, I wouldn't be gifting this house to anybody else. And I wouldn't be gifting the next, because she's in the middle of another project. I wouldn't be gifting that house either. I would keep those properties in my name and rent them for free. I'd let somebody live there for free.
I think that's a better thing to
hang on to the property.
Yeah, that's what, I mean, that's a great way to like give back and make sure that you're a little bit in control. Because again, like I said, I think we were recording, but God, I can't talk, recording, but you know, you want to help people and you have their best interest, but not everybody that is on the recipient end of that can reciprocate that for you.
Uh-huh.
And if you maybe like owned it and rented it for free, or, you know, gave that to them for a year to get their life back on track or whatever, and maybe that they were such a good tenant and they really did get their life on track, maybe you do it another year or whatever and giving back that way. But that would be really hard for me to turn around and be like, you know what? Sure. Let's do it again. Like, I think what you're saying is a little bit more in control, but still giving somebody,
you still get a helping to do hand. Good, but, right. And the whole, you know, this girl is saying, well, it's because she never transferred the deed in my name. She was waiting for you to move back and actually be living there so she could give you the deed. So you could pay the taxes on it, because you still have to pay taxes on a gift. Well, she was paying taxes until she could gift it to you. Like, she was doing this girl a solid.
Don't gaslight that. Like, you,
entire way.
That is not why you didn't move back, because it was not in your name. Shut up.
Yeah.
I'm mad at her.
She deleted the video. I just tried to go to her TikTok and it's
gone. Oh, Shay did?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no way.
No
way, Shay. Because you're lying.
Can't even believe it.
Please. Like, I told Spencer, if you know that you did somebody so dirty like that, literally so dirty like that, and you have the balls to get on social media and drag their name when they gave you a house, you look like an asshole. You know what? This is Am I the Asshole? And yes, you are. But no, it's like you have balls if you're gonna do that. When you're the one that,
I know.
Again, you look like a douche when you're like, this girl gave me the house and didn't give me the deed because blah, blah. You didn't even live in the house that was for free, sis. Like, you ain't mad. You can be mad at yourself. Talking about, I'm disappointed in myself as well. Mm-hmm. I would be devastated too. What? What? You are obviously unwell.
Unwell. Ew. And she's 20 years old. Like, wow. You were 20 years old and got gifted something.
So I'm
that
saying,
like,
somebody giving you something, you could get so far in life. Like, giving you a house is people's ultimate goal.
Opportunity.
Yes. Owning a home is a huge piece as an adult, what we want to do. The fact that someone gave you that and put you several steps ahead, and now you could get a job and like get the rest of your life lined up, and you can't even do that. You can't even do the bare minimum. Get out of here. We don't feel sorry for you.
Mm-mm. Nope.
Bye. Jinx.
And if we could end the episode, we would. That would be a perfect ending. But we did say that we were going to try out our hand at a Petty Betty segment.
All right.
Have you been thinking about your Petty Betty moment?
I mean, I have several. Not I moment. Told you I was PMSing. Petty Betty. You go first.
We got to think about the name of this.
We do.
We got to workshop it.
My wheels are turning because I know it's got a lot of potential. And I while I like Petty Betty because it's a great descriptive, I feel like there's something better we can jazz it up with.
I agree.
I know there is, actually.
We would love some suggestions, you know.
Yeah. For sure.
Feel free to slide into our DMs. Okay. Well, I mean, something that has just been, you know, getting under my skin and giving me the ick, and we were kind of talking about it before. We were looking at a couple videos. I cannot stand, and this is not news to anybody, but I cannot stand that we are still doing try-on videos in real form with no talking, and the putting things up and down, you know, in your hair
and stretchy and all that. Yeah. Yeah,
I agree. Not even that. That's not even my
But this is the thing. You know what? This is the thing. The try-on videos are how people are growing substantially. We've seen it.
I know.
People are growing from try-ons. And then, okay, let me just piggyback on yours for the first go at this. Is that cool with you?
Yes, that's fine. Because there was something else that I wanted to say. Okay. No. There was something else that I had as my moment that I was going to bring up.
Okay.
But then we were talking about that.
And that really got your gears grinded.
Yeah, it really bothered me. It just instantly made me ragey, and I couldn't remember the other thing then.
Oh, so this really takes triumph over it, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm just going to say that.
So I agree with that. And again, I've talked about it and beat the dead horse.
What? I remembered.
Oh.
Go ahead. This is not mine.
Okay. So, okay. Well, let me finish that thought then. So the fact of the matter is, I get that this is what we're doing to grow. And yes, unfollow people if you don't want to see it and all that. But I actually like people that I follow that do these. And I don't have a problem necessarily.
Me too.
Yeah. But I don't hate all of them. So let me just say that. I don't mind a try-on video. I mind the forced try-on videos. So like, I like the ones that are done and it shows you like a cute little outfit. We saw some earlier and I like that. It actually is helpful. However, I have a problem when people try to be quirky, try to be funny, try to make them.
That I think is my issue. The cutesy
nuts.
The cutesy try-ons.
Right.
Like, ugh.
If you do them and you like edit it in a way that's like, it flows nicely and you do have a little blooper here and there, I love that. That doesn't bother me. It's the ones that are like going out of the way to be quirky and neat. Stop. And I'm also at a place, what I was going to say earlier is like, seeing things put in my face constantly is not good for where I'm at in my finances. I want to get ahead. We've talked about this. Spencer and I are about to be investors, y'all. We are about to invest.
Don't be intimidated.
We are getting ahead because we also know that we are almost 40. Gasp. Together. And we're gonna set ourselves up for 10 years from now. And while I love a cute little outfit, that's not going to get us there. So I'm just in a different mindset. However, I don't hate a try-on. I hate the ones that are just, it's so much. It's just constantly in your face. And then they're trying to be all cute. Stop putting your underwear on and starting there. We know you have underwear on and you're not even linking them. So I don't even need to see it. Like, mm-hmm. Why are we doing this? That's so annoying. Like I said, I do like some people that do these. It's just the little, silly me. And they edit it. They're doing things on purpose to be silly goose.
Yeah.
But you did it on purpose for the video. Please stop. You're performing and I don't want to see it. But like I said, I went to talk some shit about somebody and I was like, that's actually cute. That's cute. That's cute. That's cute. And I don't even hate that. There are some.
She did 100%. We were ready to talk shit.
But let me tell you something. Oh my God. If this isn't full circle, you ready for this?
Uh-huh.
There are two people in this past week that I have found as an accident. They popped up on my algorithm.
Okay.
One of them, I'm going to have to search them and show you and tag them. She's like 50 something. The cutest freaking style I have ever seen in my life. She is so gaudy, but there are pieces of her style. I'm like, love it, love it, love it, love it. Her videos are mesmerizing and she's doing try-ons. You would like her. She's very quirky and very like, I can't explain it.
But in like an authentic way, not in a way that feels put on.
She's not performing. She is the cutest thing. I know for a fact you're gonna like this lady.
Okay.
There's another girl that popped up for me today, actually. Again, I followed her and I was like, I love this. Nothing to people our age or younger, I guess. Not even our age. I think it's the younger generations that are doing a lot of these. I don't know. I'm like, stop. Just please stop. That's it. That's all. That's where I end. But
is that it for your petty Betty moment?
Yeah, I think
or
that's
did you have something else?
Okay. No. I think that's my petty Betty. But I do want to show you those girls after this because like I said, I don't hate a try on. It's just all the other things along with it. The performing. Stop performing.
So what prompted this segment idea was something that I came across last night.
Okay.
Not for the first time. You and I have actually already talked about this previously.
I know what you're about to say.
What?
The vlog, get ready with the, oh.
No.
What?
When I see, and listen, if you are listening to this and you are a friend of the show and you do this, please know I still love you. But I am filled with such a visceral rage whenever I see people pouring candy in a jar and calling it
candy
a motherfucking candy salad.
Right.
I need you to go away.
You and I talked about this.
That's what I'm saying. You and I talked about this.
A couple weeks ago.
I Not on the show, though. We talked it off.
I was in my kitchen offline. And I grabbed, I have a clear Sour Patch. It's all different Sour Patches in a jar. And Spencer goes, oh my God, if I see one more person, not that I even caught it. I literally was just, I've always had that in my pantry.
It's not but candy it triggered, in a jar. That's not what bothers me.
It's, I know.
Calling it a candy salad, I want to rip your face off.
Right. And I as know if it's a new thing that you just started doing or that you just invented. Like, people have had candy in a jar for years.
Right.
Our ancestors had them raggedy church candies in a jar years ago. I agree.
Candy jars. But like, don't call it a candy salad.
No, I
agree. Really, it's annoying. I don't know.
It's stupid.
I know it's completely irrational. And no. I think that's really the point of this segment.
Yeah.
Is it should be an irrational, ragey ick.
We can call it rational, irrational rationals.
Something. I don't know. Because I think it's a good segment. It's got potential.
It does, yeah.
But yeah, candy salad, I'm going to need you to not stop do
it.
That.
Yeah. No, I agree. And it was a couple weeks ago when we first were talking about it. I was like, oh my God. Yeah. We both said it. We're like, because we were seeing it so much, especially through the, you know, Valentine's and whatchamacallit?
Easter
and whatnot. But
like, it's not cute. It's not cutesy. And everybody
has a candy jar and like some capacity. Everybody.
It's not unique when you and 14 other people are all making the same fucking video. And candy
it's
salad.
Not unique at all anyways. It's not different. Something unique means it's different or like that you create. This is not new or different. Like anyways. This is, I have that jar in my pantry that I've had for years. So in the middle of the night, and this is not a lie, in the middle of the night when I let Maggie out to go pee, I literally go get a handful of like Sour Patches. I swear to God. And I've done that for so long, but I don't make videos of that because you know what? Everybody probably has something to that nature. It's not
and
unique.
You don't call it a candy
No, it's not candy, candy salad. I call it a candy jar or like whatever. But
anyways, that's it.
I love
that was my moment that I saw it again last.
That's a good one.
I saw it again last night. And when I tell you, it is like a blinding rage. I just see red.
Yeah, I know.
No matter how much I love the person doing
it. I was going to say, and like, we do have to be, I know it's remiss, but like we have this, or redundant. We still love people that do these things. Please don't twist our words. Please don't get butthurt. There are plenty of things that I do, that you do, that get on people's nerves.
Sure.
It's fine. It is what it is. Every now and then, catch me do it.
My closest friends do things that piss me off.
Oh, you're going to die when
them.
I tell you after we finish recording something. You're going to like, shut up.
She's like, I'm not telling you on air.
I'm not.
But I'm just saying,
but
like,
I get it.
My
no.
friends do things that irritate me and I'll be
it's
like,
normal.
Bitch, that is so irritating.
It's so irritating.
It's okay. God. So anyways, you know, friends of the show that do candy salads, I'm going to need you to not. And that's it. That's all.
Yep. I love it.
Thank you.
All right. Love y'all. Have a great week. God, we're ending on a very negative note, but, is it too late now to say sorry?
Bye. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Basically Famous, available on YouTube and anywhere you can listen to podcasts. We'd love for you to subscribe, rate us 5 stars, and leave us some words of affirmation. And don't forget to call or text the hotline at 919-867-6776 for your chance to be basically famous.
XOXO.